Thank you.
We're back. What did we play? Edgar played a bass solo there at the front of the show, if you didn't notice.
Yeah, somebody didn't notice.
And then we played a fiddle tune called Angeline the Baker, and then we played a tune of Russ's called Open Arms, and that tune right there was called Dock a Rock. Do you get Lonesome Pine Special?
Yeah,
I heard that song. When you're cool, the sun shines all the time. Russ, you need to introduce this next tune. This next tune's called A Touch of the Hidalgo, and I think these people should understand where you're coming from.
You're gonna make me talk about this again? I had to do this last night.
Expose your literary background.
Well, they want me to explain the title of the tune, and I've tried this before, but it's always met with many blank stares coming back from the audience. You're smarter. I don't know if it's a matter of being smarter. You might need to be real dumb is the trick. Anyway, we'll see. Does anybody read any books by P.G. Wodehouse? No. Okay. That's what I figured. Actually, it's nothing to be intimidated about. It's just, he's a very funny writer. Jeeves, right. Bertie Wooster and Jeeves. It's about this English, upper-class English guy who's totally incompetent and depends on his butler to handle everything for him. So his big decision in life this week was, since he was going down to the Riviera for a holiday, he was just wondering whether he should abandon the usual drab English getup and put on perhaps the red cummerbund or the yellow socks for the the hot tropical life. And so he asked Jeeves, "Don't you think I should wear the red cummerbund for A Touch of the Hidalgo?" And that's where I got the name for this tune, A Touch of the Hidalgo. And your stares are almost as blank as the one that Sam is probably giving me behind me right now. There's a little bit of drool coming out of this side of his mouth. Well, it's worth it to see Sam with a look that blank on his face, I think, don't you? Anyway, the tune is called A Touch of the Hidalgo.
He's over there.